Hello everyone, welcome and namaste to another episode of Weekends Unplugged. I'm your host Shanaya, and today we are going to discuss upon the rising art. Our today's guest is a passionate dancer and a talented wedding choreographer. With a heart full of dance beats and a vision of unforgettable celebrations, her journey in the world of dance started at a tender age, and over the years, she has grown into a mesmerizing performer. With every step, she weaves stories through her dance moves. Her style is a captivating fusion of classical elegance and contemporary flair. Whether it's a traditional Indian dance or a modern groove, she just effortlessly brings each performance to life. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Miss Vanshika Mehta. So now let's jump into it, right? Our guest today is someone who has not only mastered the art of dance, but has also taken into new heights. Please join me in welcoming the incredibly talented Miss Vanshika Mehta.
Thank you so much, Vanshika.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. So how are you doing today?
All good. Thank you so much for having me here. I hope you're doing fine.
I'm great, and I'm so obliged that you managed to take out some time from your busy schedule.
That's so sweet of you. Thank you so much for having me, Shanaya. Thank you.
So before we get started to our main show, I would like to know, we all know about you, right? I'm sure. But I want to know, what is Vanshika Mehta according to you?
Somebody who is just pursuing her passion and turned her passion into her profession. I am more than happy to say this, that I have been dancing for quite a long time now, but finally, this is my life. This is my life now. Teaching, learning, meeting new people, traveling new places for my passion, that is dance.
That is so wholesome to know, because coming from a middle class family, I could relate it to so much, because somewhere we struggle, in managing our passion with, our career. Mm-hmm. So it is really very inspiring. I'm sure about it.
Well, that's true. It is not easy to follow your passion and turn it into profession. But I think it is super easy with some good people, some positive people around you, like your family, your friends who support you so much.
Exactly, that is something which we look forward for. So wonderful. So let us go, just move forward with the show. So you have been known for your exceptional dance skills, and I have seen your videos on Instagram, to be very honest, and I wish I could have done so much better in dance, but it's fine. And you have been making waves in the world of art, I would say, all the celebrities out there, and you are also choreographing the weddings these days. I'm sure you have been booked for my wedding for sure. I'm very, very curious to know that, can you please let us know about your journey into this world of dance, and how did it all begin? What was the starting initial days of it?
Interesting. So first of all, thank you so much for your kind words, Shanaya. That's really sweet of you. Now coming on to the journey, I think it was never decided that I follow dance and it will be all this way. It was not planned. It happened after COVID. So okay. God has its own plans. So yeah. I was pursuing law. I was preparing for my CLAT exam. I was preparing for CLAT for last 2 years. Back when I was in 10th, 11th, 12th, I was all into studies, focusing on that completely. And my brother always said this to me, ki, dekh liyo tu dance hi karegi. Dekh liyo tu dance hi karegi. I was like, nahi, tu dekh liyo, main law karungi. I'll be a lawyer. So everyone in my family knew ki mujhe law hi karna hai. I was very sure about it. I was really good in legal studies. I had a subject in school also at that time. Okay. But somehow, I topped my CBSE examination, like class 12th examination.
Oh, God. Are you for real?
Yeah, somehow that happened. But yeah, I still had no plans to follow dance. Then I switched the plan ki ab meko law nahi karna hai. Ab I'll go in Delhi University. I'll take the admission there because of that cool lifestyle there. People, like many people, my seniors also told me ki DU chali jao, bahut acha hai. North Campus has its vibe. Bahut hi cool. So I thought ki theek hai. जो सबने बोला मैं मान गई एंड आई वेंट टू नॉर्थ कैंपस. वहाँ पे आई जॉइन द डांस सोसाइटी सेंसेशन द डांस सोसाइटी ऑफ किरोरीमल कॉलेज. सो आई वाज इन किरोरीमल पर्सुइंग पॉल साइंस ऑनर्स.
ओके.
एंड देन आई स्टार्टेड डांसिंग देयर अगेन एंड समहाउ कोविड हैपेंड. फिर डांस ही स्टार्ट कर दिया. आई स्टार्टेड विद जीरो फॉलोअर्स धीरे धीरे. एंड या इट वॉज माई मॉम डैड्स 25th एनिवर्सरी इन 2020.
Okay.
And I choreographed for them.
Nice.
So some of the videos went viral and the people started contacting me for wedding choreos and all. And now see, I have my own team. It's like a dream come true and I'm more than grateful for that.
Exactly, exactly. When you were telling now that, you know, you had discovered this in COVID and then you decided, I somewhere feel that lockdown was boon for so many people, so
That's
many
true.
Artists out there. Because when we started with the lockdown, we all were so panicked. Like, I was so panicked about it because I, being an author, I was like, how will my books get sold on whatever? Because started, okay. And I am come from a background, like I have, writing is my passion, okay, but professionally I am a psychiatrist. So for me, it was like everything is like what to do now, but it came like a boon because like almost like 95% of people I talk, they say in COVID I have done this and that. I'm like,
even I've met so many people. I recently, I'll not name the brand. Okay. They are pretty famous on Instagram and they're working really hard. They have a good number of following. People are reaching out to them for their work and they're not.
And the surprise point is they started in COVID, right?
Yeah, I met them today for a meeting and they told me ki humne to COVID mein start kiya. I was just shocked. They have reached, they have done wonders now.
So like somewhere COVID was nice to us.
Yeah, kind of. It was really bad for some people.
Guys, don't sue us for that.
No doubt. But yes, I can say the rising art that happened majorly after COVID or at the time of COVID, because people could actually figure out, they could talk to themselves and see ki ab hume karna kya hai.
Exactly.
That's true.
I think COVID was a time when people actually, you know, had a lot of self-talk with themselves also. That was very important. They were familiar about everything, but another than like themselves only. So it was very much needed.
You know, I used to make videos at that time. My mama, my dad, my mom, dad, dadi, bhai, they all used to help me. किसी ने रिंग लाइट पकड़ी हुई है, कोई मेरी वीडियो शूट कर रहा है, कोई मेरे दूसरे एंगल से वीडियो शूट कर रहा है. So everybody was there. It was a good family time too.
Great, great.
I'm actually
impressed. Like, I just want to meet your family once in my life.
They're super sweet and I'm like, I owe it to them completely.
Exactly.
Even today.
Yeah, family plays a very vital role.
That's true. I'm grateful.
Okay. So let us just move further. And I hope like this journey of you will continue in future and you will get a lot of success. We bless you with this.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
So I have seen quite of your videos. I won't lie. Actually, I did stalk you, if I would say.
That's nice, okay? I'm happy about it.
So I usually don't do that, okay? I usually do not do that because I feel that's a like little crime, but I did. And then I saw this one of your video with Gagan Arora, right?
Yeah.
And I would tell you that I am his diehard fan, okay? Little fan.
His work is quite impressive. Almost like so many people say that.
Yeah. I have seen like different art forms from you, like different dance forms. So now you have mentioned the rising artistry within the dance. Can you elaborate what does, you know, that means for you? Like,
So I feel ki okay, so I'll tell you, I'm a trained classical dancer, trained in Kuchipudi. Kuchipudi is one of the classical dance forms.
Okay.
And Kuchipudi earlier, long back, it started with the men doing that dance form. They they used to practice that dance form when all those rituals and those pujas used to happen. So men used to travel dancing so much, okay, not the women.
And why? I'm so surprised like knowing this from you, because in our like country we consider that this is not for men, like I don't know.
Yeah
This is so surprising.
But earlier men used to do that because ladies were not so much into dance. But now that's one of the examples. I feel ki rising art. Now also recently I had one of the choreographers on board with me, and she told me ki Manshika, it would be really difficult for me to manage these sessions because my family might not allow dance karna, okay, or to record the videos. And there are so many people who say ki hame video mein mat lena. They're not comfortable, and not comfortable as in not like not that they are camera shy or something, but the family does not support that. But still there are so many people who are actually following their passion nowadays. There are, I've seen so many people who were in the corporate sector, but now they are makeup artists. There's so many makeup artists, you know, the corporate sector, but now they're following their passion. So I think this is the rising art for me. People are now following passion, not completely. There's not everybody who is doing that because of some or other reasons. But I think there are many people who are coming up, they're coming forward because of, I think, Instagram, YouTube, because of the support they are getting from all over the world.
Yeah. You know, when I started, I come from a Brahmin family. I come from a typical Brahmin family, especially from Uttar Pradesh. You must be knowing, you know, in films they have been showing. So when I came up with this, I wanted to become, I want to become a writer or something like that. And the only thing they told me, you will be shocked to listen. They would राइटर से कोई शादी नहीं करता बाय द वे. हाउ डज इट इवन रिलेट?
ये मैंने पहली बार सुना.
नो लाइक you know you won't believe, everything in UP basically revolves, everything in the life of a girl revolves around her marriage. Okay. So I was like, is it even logical? Is it even logical, guys? What are you saying? So I was living with my, you know, you told your family was very supportive, but my, you know, grandparents were not. So I was there with my maternal grandparents. So, but then I shifted here and then it was all, you know, changed. So I would truly ask you that, you know, even if your family is very supportive, okay, I would say very supportive, but since you were doing law, you said you were topper, okay, you were doing so good, like extremely good about it. So when you just came up with this that I want to pursue dance, so like what was the reactions of your family members? Did they actually supported you initially, or they did not, or like how was it? I'm so surprised.
Well, they have been supportive since forever. I mean, एक बार भी ऐसा नहीं होगा कि उन्होंने बोला होगा कि क्या ये क्या है. यस, माय दादी सेड दिस वंस कि कोई, बिकॉज़ ऑब्वियसली यू नो
दादी
डोंट नो मच अबाउट इट. या सो शी वाज ऑलवेज लाइक बैंक की जॉब कर ले, बैंक की, बिकॉज़ शी न्यू ओनली दिस.
या
बट नाउ ऑनेस्टली शी सेड दिस, बट she always supported my dance, always. She
never said
she cute. Yeah, dadis are very cute. She always watch my videos, my dad and mom. Wo kabhi kabhi na 10 baar share karte hain aur humko bolte hain, are baba ek hi baar karna tha yaar, kitni baar share kar diya aapne.
Oh god, that's so cute.
Even my brother is not from, like, he is also an actor, to hum dono ki feels thodi similar hai. So both of us are supported in a way that, like, we are very grateful for that. My brother also left his, he was doing biochemistry and I was doing pol science honors. We both left ekdam se ki hum logo ko to ye karna hai. But everybody in the family was super supportive, and till date they are more excited than we are for any project.
That's so, so great. Okay. So my dadis are very cute. I would very relatable, because when I put it up now that I am doing writing, and because COVID ke time pe to we were not going anywhere. So she was like ki, पैसे कहाँ से आ रहे हैं तुम्हारे पास? And I was like, no, what is this question? तुम्हें पे कौन कर रहा है भाई घर पे बैठ के? Because they are
यार पहले होता नहीं था ना ये सब,
तो they are like very surprised कि कुछ गलत तो नहीं कर रही है ना. I was like, no.
नहीं, that's true.
It is like what it is.
उनको पता ही नहीं है कि ये होता कि पहले कहाँ कोई लिखने के लिए इतना पे करता था या फिर डांस करने के लिए पे करता था. नहीं नहीं, that's true. But they are very cute.
Yeah, but it's really very surprising that how things have changed for now.
That's true.
Nana, that's a separate topic to discuss upon. We can have a whole another show for this.
We absolutely will have. We need to, because there's so much to speak on this.
We will surely get back to you after a month for this. I'm sure about it. Whenever you get time, of course.
Definitely.
Being a little kid, I was also very like, my mother was also very into dancing. She was also a trained dancer. She wanted me to pursue, but I was so lazy for it.
But did she pursue it?
No, she was a like school principal. She was into computer and robotics only. So, but she had this passion. So she went to like in Bangalore or something to do that study. So I was like, fine.
Wow.
I was not into this art at all.
But yeah, what you're doing right now is impressive.
So this is some personal question coming for you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I still feel I haven't done anything like that.
That's kind of
so
you,
this
okay?
is so there is one question for you, which is like very, very, you know, I mean to say maybe personal, but do you feel like being an artist, okay, being and achieving something at such a young age, do you feel that you are like, we all have busy schedules, right? Even when we were scheduling this podcast, we went through so many reschedulings. So do you somewhere feel that you are missing that, you know, personal life while managing all this? Or like you would love this, like we all, obviously we love this, that's why we are doing, but somewhere do you feel that you're losing that, you know, some fun?
Well, it's so funny that abhi thodi der pehle I was talking about this with one of my friends. It's okay. So funny. Aur abhi ek ghante pehle baat kari aur abhi a question aa gaya. But anyway, I feel I really, really enjoy my work. I love my work. So I don't even feel ki bahut zyada stress ho raha hai ya burden ho raha hai. I don't feel that at all.
Okay.
So I think however it is, it's really good. But yes, time management is something that I also have to work on.
Yeah.
I think with the growing
work, to be very honest, being an artist, when you are exposed to, you know, to the you need to balance your mental health as well, because there might be people who are cheering you, but they are some trollers also. So how do you deal with this negativity in like in general?
Yeah, I really, really don't find anything negative, because I am surrounded with so many positive and good people, like my family, my friends. I have very less friends, very small circle. So, and even if I don't meet them, they're very chill about it. Okay, if you're busy, it's chill, yeah. The bond remains the same. Mm-hmm. So I don't feel any sort of negativity around me.
That's super, super good to hear. And we hope that you always get, you know, positivity in your life. We really bless that. So, like, we have this time boundations, but I was really finding it cute to have a conversation with you. But I would just have to wrap it up. You're like, your approach is very, very inspiring. Like, you were into law. My father was a lawyer also. So, it was feeling very personal. So
all the people in the family super educated, yeah?
Yeah, you know, like my mother was professor in university. My father was criminal lawyer. And
Criminal lawyer? Yeah. Oh God, I wanted to be a criminal lawyer, but it was so scary.
You know, once, you know, I asked my father, I was a little kid of 6 years old. And I asked him that, you know, Papa, why do you fight for bad boys, bad uncles? And he was like, and this was a sentence which he gave to me, and it still roams in my mind. So he told me that, baby, you do not know the other side of the story. And literally, it was chills down my spine. Like, then though I did not get it, but now when I remember it, it's really very like deep and dark.
That's true, but it's really scary, yaar. I have always wanted to be a criminal lawyer, but it was so scary.
I like have a little interest in criminal psychology. Teens maybe.
But अब ज्वाइन करना पड़ेगा आपको भी कुछ ऐसा.
आई विल श्योरली, लेट जस्ट लेट मी गेट माई लाइसेंस वंस एंड देन आई एम ऑन टू इट. So, like last but not the least, we all are very much inspired from you, and dance is something which I find like very like maybe very hard to pursue because I cannot move my step body at all.
But I'm pretty sure you must be like a good dancer. You just
like I am a good dancer, but I am very hesitant to do it in front of everyone. I can do it in bathroom or like whatever bedroom.
Bathroom dancer.
Yeah. Exactly. Bathroom dancer, bathroom singer, everything in only bathroom existence.
You know, when I used to study for my, when I was preparing for my board exams,
okay,
I used to, my schedule was, I used to start studying at like late 1 a.m. maybe.
Okay.
And used to study till 9 a.m. okay, to beech mein jab bhi break hota tha, I was always dancing.
Great.
Just dancing.
That's so good. I actually at the like midnight when I do not get sleep, I have this scenario in my mind that I am going to some of my besties' wedding and I am dancing my heart out.
Oh God! Or maybe preparing for your bride solo.
Maybe I don't know.
You have to call me up for that. Okay.
I'm surely like I will be doing that. I have your number now. You just ready for this?
Team dance with VM on board.
Yeah. So like this was a podcast. Actually, I would tell you this. Okay. Guys, do not get pissed off. But whenever I get on a podcast with some female artist, our talks never end. Okay. It never does.
Girls can never change.
Yeah. So like last but not the least, I would like to know for our listeners who might just want to career, like have a career in dance and who might explore, you know, other artists. So like, do you have any advice or message for them?
It is never too late.
Okay, that's cool.
Even if you're 40, 50, why not dance? Yeah, theek hai, I think you should just, I have a tattoo that says dance it out. So I feel dance is something that gives me happiness, so I'll say dance it out. If singing gives you happiness, sing it out. Yeah. So I think just follow it, and irrespective of the age, just go for it. I have a choreographer on board, and I think she's 40 plus, and she inquired regarding like a assistant choreographer ka position. So see, she's interested. I was so happy to see that.
That's so, so inspiring, I would say. I just wish ki main bhi 40 saal ki aisi hu.
40 saal ki aisi.
Oh my God, Hindi. Oh my God. I do not want to, you know, people listen to my Hindi and they're like, Shania, just do not do it. You please do not do it. And I have this weird thing of, you know, mixing English words with Hindi and then I form a new word.
Even I do that. Some people say that a slap padega. I do that sometimes.
No. It's not like that. You know what I do? It's like I will combine word itself. Okay. I'll give you this guess game. Okay. Let us do this. Okay. So there is, I'll give you a word and you have to, you know, guess its meaning, what I'm saying. Okay. So it is kampalduri.
What?
It's kampalduri.
Kampalduri?
No, it's kampalduri.
Kampalduri?
Yeah, exactly. Now you have to guess it out.
Compulsory.
Yes. Oh, God.
for a moment, I thought kampalduri.
So the point is, like, I was in a flow, and I was catching my flight, and it was delayed, like I was late, okay. So I was just running, and I was like, sir, meri bahut kampalduri, and they were like, what is
oh
this?
Oh God!
I was like, kampal and majboori ka combination hai ye.
No, when I'm teaching dance and I'm speaking, like, because you have to speak so much at that
time.
I do that every time, but still. So whenever I'm teaching, I'm always like, itna bol bol ki wo jata hai confusion. So I say something like, 1, 2, 3, frok.
Okay.
Ho jata hai yaar.
Hai na? Like, this was the rawest podcast ever on my show. Okay,
but so, I'm glad because aise hi karna tha kuch.
Yeah, that's fantastic, and thank you so much for sharing your insights and passion for dance with us today. Weekends Unplugged team and me myself have been so, so great that you came here, and it was absolute pleasure to have you on Weekends Unplugged.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It was lovely talking to you.
And that, guys, is a wrap for this episode of Weekends Unplugged. I know, we all loved her, but we had to. Thank you to our wonderful listeners for tuning in today. Remember, you can catch all our episodes on your favorite podcast platforms. Until next time, stay inspired and keep those creative juices flowing. This is Shania Shukla, signing off.